Hello everyone, this is Dr. Sudhi Mohandas, a co-founder and managing director of iFirst International. Our mission is to professionalize the nonprofit sector or any cause-based organization or enterprise such they're able to achieve their impact on the ground. To do that, we focus on the issues at the board and management level. Today I'm honored to be with Vic, who is the MD of Vic Network. Hi Vic.
Hi.
Great to have you on this program. To me, I normally call him Vicky, so I'll start with that. Welcome Vicky. I'm really excited to be here with you. As someone of your stature and who has contributed to the world of sports over the years, it's certainly a pleasure. And thanks for having me here in your office.
You're most welcome.
I would like to take this opportunity to ask if you can share with our listeners a little bit about your background and your passion in sports. Maybe a little bit of that first.
Well, I've always been interested in sports. And from day one, when I was young, you know, I'm very much an outdoor person. So, you know, you can't go wrong with sports. And at the very beginning, I played as many different types of sports as I could, you know, from soccer to takraw to badminton to whatever sports, you know, rounders those days, climbing the trees, those things.
Anything you could get a hand of, you'll make it a sport, right?
Yeah.
So, thanks. Let's get down to a little bit of brass tacks and why I'm actually going to have this conversation with you. I'm particularly interested in this area of volunteerism. And I know you do a bit of this, and maybe that I'm being a bit too melodramatic here, but I realize that you've done it very effectively and efficiently. Most organizations have built their own formula when it comes to volunteerism. But I've noticed you have succeeded in getting it right. Where others have perhaps failed. So my first question to you goes like this. There's a lot of talk about people talking about volunteerism, but many people say that it's really hard to get volunteers. It's not easy to actually motivate them, manage them. And Malaysia really lacks this whole thing about volunteering. Is this true? Is this something, or is this something else that is not addressed or discussed?
I do agree with you because maybe it's a taboo, you see that volunteerism is not as common as what we see in some other countries like in Europe, Australia, or even countries like South Africa, because the awareness is not as much. But then I believe there's a lot of potential, because for me, having that exposure in the field that I am in, and of course the academics. So I've been in this exposure that I have gone through, where I've seen volunteerism at that level. So here, when I'm back in Malaysia, I realize that this is a potential. And when you go to the right catchment and get the right people who are passionate in the field that they are passionate, there's no issues at all. So in this case, it's sports.
Okay, so it seems to me that's so. Let's talk about what you just mentioned about sports. How do you get started in getting volunteers for your, you know, sports initiative, and how did you manage to sustain it and get your volunteers motivated?
Okay, I will probably share with the most recent times. Up to 2017, I was appointed to be the chairman for Kuala Lumpur Hockey Development. So of course, me being a sports person and hockey is my passion, I realized that I have to give it back to the sport, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of former internationals, you see, they retire in the sports that they play out of frustration rather than retirement. And I'm probably one of them, you know, who left the game at international level out of frustration. But then I realized that, you know, I should probably not be angry with the sport, because the sport itself has helped me a lot. You know, you can probably say an association or a representation, but the sport itself has given you so much value. So this is where I've come back and I've thought, well, what I am today is the benefit that I have attained, in a way, from the sport that I have played, you know, the opportunities in life, you know, and the places that I've traveled and explored. So here is my duty to come back and to encourage as many people to come and play the sports. And it's not just about playing the sport, it's about getting values out of the discipline itself, you know, social skills, interaction, a lot of things, you know, you can benefit by playing the sports itself.
And so in your setup, what are the ages of the volunteers, so who come in and help and all that?
We don't limit the ages, because we have volunteers as young. Of course, at the moment, for instance, I'll just give you a scenario. We have a free weekly program, twice a week, that we run with Kuala Lumpur. We are actually part of Kuala Lumpur Development Committee, and so the field is free. And we encourage people to come and coach for free and be volunteers. So, you know, having similar passion, because there are a lot of people here in Kuala Lumpur who set up teams to play in invitational events and so forth. So when you get the right mind, you who are passionate about it, and you bring them in your committee and put them as volunteers, they will naturally be pushing for it. So that is why, I as I said earlier, you got to get the right catchment. And they will do it even without you telling, because that is their interest. And that is the reason why you see things are moving as what we expect. So when it comes to even coaching, there are a lot of retired hockey players, retired coaches. But when you trigger them and tell them, hey, why don't you come and do it for the kids? Not only they get to develop themselves, but they get the opportunity to get back to the sport that they like, get to interact with different walks of life. Because when it comes to sports, you don't limit to race, religion, subclass, economic background or whatever. You break all those barriers, and that is what we are seeing that today.
And so what are the areas that they volunteer in?
Volunteers in coaching, being the admin, in terms of organization, in terms of getting things done. When we, for instance, when there is a child, there are different at different age levels, from as young to as old. So at certain level, for an example, you're 4 years old and you want to play hockey, and at that age, the level that you can take information is very limited. So then we bring some volunteers, for instance, to play something like a telematch, where, you know, you don't really play hockey, but it's a element of fun, getting out in the sun, in the name of the sport. So you get a certain space, and you probably don't even have to know hockey to do a telematch. So these are the things, and normally this happens with parents. They come in, rather than them just sitting around and waiting for time to watch their kids, they become part of the system.
And so how long do these volunteers be with you? Are they just for a day, or they go through the whole mile, I mean months, so they spend time with you? How long?
To play sport or to attain a skill in sport, you need to have discipline week in, week out. So for us at the moment, we run a program twice a week, and they consistently come twice a week, day in, week in, week out, year
so
in, year out.
Yeah?
So it's a continuous program, and you evolve. You know, for instance, you have a child who's 4 years old, who never hold a hockey stick, but this 4-year-old kids, for instance, they pick up very, very fast. Although they might not be playing now, but they are very receptive to developments, and then suddenly they might surprise you in a year to come with new things. And from there on, you know, you can see the growth of a child, and that is where the parents follow. And we have a lot of cases in this scenario where we've seen kids have benefited from this program, although at the moment it's only a year old.
Okay, which means that your parents also become volunteers over the long term as well.
Yes, we encourage that, so okay. That we want participation.
Excellent.
Yes.
So my final question is, what would you advise those organizations or bodies out there who are also interested in, you know, doing something like yours or getting volunteers? We talked about the fact that it's hard to get volunteers, but you also have said that if you really put your mind to it and set up the structure and the environment accordingly, you can bring in the volunteers. What would you advise people out there, you know?
The thing is, we must be very open, objective, and truthful to what we do. So in this scenario that we do, not only it is the Kuala Lumpur Hockey Association, we also work with MSSWP, which is the Jabatan Pelajaran. So they work together with us, and then of course we have other agencies like Dewan Bandar Raya Kuala Lumpur and Majlis Sukan Negeri Wilayah. So when we synergize with all these people and give credit back to them, and it becomes a really good association, you know, where you work together and it benefits the whole population. So that is where you see the growth of this program, where all these different agencies, they come in different areas and support. So when this happens, you can see that the society that comes to play hockey, they get a lot of benefit.
Okay, that's very interesting. So I can take it from what you just said is that if you really want to make it effective and efficient, collaboration and partnership with other agencies or like-minded organizations can make your volunteerism much more effective.
Yeah, obviously, and you need to be really open about it, because at the end of the day, the objective is the whole program, and you know, people coming for this particular program and getting benefit out of it, that benefits them, benefits the society, and there's a lot of positivity in this. So when people see this, they trust in that, and they come in and they volunteer. We've got also a lot of volunteers who come forward and donate and contribute. And this is not us asking. They come and they say, hey, come, let me do this, let me do that, what do you need? And if you are truthful to them and to what you are doing, you don't have a problem.
Well, that's nice. It's an added value when they voluntarily also give you money. Yeah. So, okay. Well, thanks very much, Vicky. Should people want to get in touch with you, how should they go about it?
Two ways. One is they can contact me directly at 012-210-6599, or they can go to the Kuala Lumpur Hockey Association, and there is an office, and just go in there and knock the door. Okay. As easy as that.
Okay, excellent. So thanks very much for sharing your journey and how you're making that impact on the ground. Much appreciated, Vicky.
Thank you.
So this is Dr. Sudhi Mohanlal signing off with a message to our listeners to share this audio interview with others who would benefit from this foreknowledge. You can check us out on www.ifirstinternational.com.